KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters. Every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. I want to wish all our listeners a Gemar Chasima Tova. Hope everyone had a wonderful Yontif and Mitz Shem, a meaningful fast, and then a good Kvitzel. We will not have our show until after Yontif again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jay Booksbaum. You know me probably from wine and spirits, but I want to tell you something. Even though I'm in that area of expertise, you're about to hear from Rachama Bistritsky-Klapman, who runs MASS, Mothers and Fathers, the Line Saving Kids. They're in their 20th anniversary. They've got over 45,000 families that they've helped over the years. It's an amazing program. It's called Family Matters. And if you've got any issues with bullying or alcohol or substance abuse or any other kind of abuse, they're your place to go. I'm really excited to introduce you all to Rachama Bistritsky-Klapman here on Deb Brenner's Talk Line Communications Network every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Listen to Rachama and Family Matters.
So I want to talk about MASC. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. We're in our 20th year. And for those that don't know about it, we offer naloxone. Naloxone, another form of Narcan, to help for people that are doing drugs, family members can have a kit in their home that you can call MASC. MASC will let you know how to get a kit and a free training. The kit is free as well. And that is to help with prevention of overdose. So call 718-758-0400 if you need that free kit and free training. MASC's a helpline for prevention of at-risk and all mental health issues. You can call us from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Write our number down for yourself, maybe for your friend, a relative, someone you sit next to in shul. The number again, 718-758-0400. Wow, 20 years of having a helpline. We offer support groups. MASC is a referral agency. You can go online to www.maskparents.org to be our partner and save lives. Go online, donate online, maskparents.org. So tonight, we are very, very honored to have with us representatives from Interborough Developmental and Consultation Center. Interborough, as I usually refer to them as Interborough, Dr. Stephen Gersten is a psychologist since 2003. He is the CEO of Interborough, and I would like to welcome you. It's really an honor to have you with us tonight.
Hello, Rachama. It is an honor to be here as well. Thank you for inviting us on the show to talk about Interborough. Before I begin, I want to express my appreciation for MASC, which is an extraordinary resource for parents and families in our community. Families today face intense pressures, and Masks Hotline is frequently the first step in the process of healing for so many.
Thank you very much, Stephen. That's very gracious. I'd like to talk first about when did Interboro begin? Give us a little background. How did it start? And what year? And give us just some general background, please.
I'll also tell you what Interboro is. Interboro is an outpatient mental health agency. We are licensed by the New York State Office of Mental Health. The agency was founded by my father, Dr. Leon Gersten, Olav Shalom. He founded it in 1974. He was a visionary, and his mission at the time was to serve the Jewish community, which had minimal mental health resources available at that time.
Dr. Leon Gersten, Olav Shalom, just passed away several months ago. What a gentleman. I remember when I started MASK 20 years ago, he was the first organization, the first clinic that I went to visit. I remember sitting with him and describing what MASK is, and he said to me, go for it. You just do what you need to do to take off the mask of denial in the firm community. He said he was working on doing that, working towards stigma-free, working towards getting families, the Jewish community, the mental health help that they, resources that they may need. So, yasher koach to the Gerstens, to Dr. Gersten, Olav Shalom, on a personal note, on behalf of MASK. So, tell me what Interboro really is. It's an outpatient clinic, and can you describe for our listeners tonight what kind of patients, what kind of people call your number?
So we can receive calls from parents, from families, from rabbanim, from schools, for all kinds of mental health issues. And we work with people of all ages. We actually have a 0-5 program, so we can work with children and parents. We have a program that actually is led by an expert in early childhood mental health, Dr. Barbara Greenstein, and she has trained our staff and she supervises them as well. So we're really capable of meeting all the mental health needs of the community for all ages, and we also emphasize getting people into care very quickly, which I think is a very important point, since so many people make the decision to reach out for help, and they quickly lose that motivation to follow through. So we try to place people in care very quickly. We even offer appointments for the same day.
That's really very important because parents, you know, we have over 45,000 families that have reached out to MASK over the 20 years. And I know that parents, when we refer them to Interboro, they always say that they get the best care. Things are followed up, you know, right away. They have who to speak to. We have with us Jerry Abelson. Jerry has an LCSW licensed clinical social worker for the last 17 years. And is it okay, Jerry, if I call you Jerry?
Absolutely, Rahama. I think the thing that you said a little bit ago, which is so important, it's about the reduction of stigma. Too many people think that anything that needs a professional mental health counselor is a shanda, that something's wrong, that it's a horrible thing. And most often, it's normal things and normal stressors affecting normal people, everyday things, whether it's child rearing, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness or anxiety that they may be feeling about events. The world is a very complex place, and we have had a very complex history. And it often brings with it stressors that need support from a professional that can really be of assistance. We have from therapists at each of our sites.
Would you mind just giving us your sites? Can you tell my listeners where your clinics are located?
Yes, we have from therapists in Canarsie, in Williamsburg, and in Crown Heights. We have four offices. Our Canarsie clinic has Yiddish, Hebrew, Russian, Persian, and Spanish speaking from staff. In Flatbush, we have Russian, Hebrew, Yiddish, and Spanish speaking from staff. In Williamsburg, we have Spanish from staff and a non-from therapist that also speaks Hebrew. And in Crown Heights, Yiddish, Hebrew, and Russian and Spanish.
So that's amazing. I mean, you really covered it all. The from doesn't matter. The from families have a place to go where they can feel safe expressing themselves in their language that they're most comfortable speaking. It's not easy to always get somebody that speaks Yiddish and Hebrew. So there are a variety. And not only that, Jerry, isn't it true that some families, whether they live in Flatbush, they may want to go to Canarsie and not come to Flatbush. And some families, if they live in Crown Heights, want to go to Flatbush and not be in Crown Heights. And Williamsburg the same. So, and then there are those families that feel they'd like to go close to home. So just having a variety of languages in each facility, in each outpatient clinic, is a big thing. Thank you, Dr. Gersten. That's very important. And I know that Dr. Leon Gersten wanted to serve everybody and make it easy for them to come and express themselves. He was a big communicator, Dr. Gersten. So that's wonderful. So again, I'm just going to review. They have a Crown Heights office at 921 East New York Avenue. I used to live in Crown Heights. It's right at the intersection of Remsen and Utica. The Williamsburg office is located at 790 Broadway, right under the train, near the bridge, near the Williamsburg Bridge, which is right around the corner from Woodhull Hospital. And the Canarsie office is located at 9413 Latlands Avenue. It's very close to Rockaway Parkway. It's near the Belt. I pass it every day going home. And it's close to Crown Heights and really close to Flatbush as well. The locations, all for our listeners, can be found on the web. And that is www.interborough, we spell out the word, interborough.org. And for anyone that wants to call, I would like to introduce, we have with us Dr. Yosef Posey. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Posey, before we start, I must say, I am very happy to be with you here today because you are my friend's son. And I am going to be able to tell her to listen in and send it to her. So you're going to have to do the best you can just for mom. Anyway, Dr. Posey, I know that you are the director of Children's Services, and you're an expert in cognitive behavioral therapy. I'd like you to explain to our listeners, what is cognitive behavioral therapy? And being the director of Children's Services, what does that entail? Talk about the ages and what kinds of cases come through the door to you.
Okay, I'm going to try to handle those questions one at a time. Cognitive behavioral therapy basically is, cognition means thought, behavior is behavior, and the idea that thoughts control behaviors and behaviors control thoughts, and basically the best way to deal with the problem is by helping have healthy cognitions and healthy behaviors and learning how to reinforce behavior properly and learning how to basically deal with the stressors of life in an effective way. But it's more, really, we do more than just cognitive behavioral therapy. What I'd like to use the word is evidence-based therapy, which is really what Interborough is all about. We do dialectic behavior therapy, which is an evidence-based type of therapy. We do a lot of trauma work, which is all evidence-based. Interboro is about trying to find the best research and apply it to get the best results for the people who come to us. Lately, we have probably what I would think is the most, probably in my mind in the years I've been in Interboro, the most important initiative we've ever started, which is a suicide prevention initiative involving assessment and treatment of suicide, which every staff member from the directors down to clinicians, supervisors, everyone's doing it. It's going to be a unified approach, and it's really based on picking up gaps that have existed in the past where people we've missed. And I know this is something that has affected our community and the Frum community as well, where we've missed people who are suicidal, and it's been missed in treatment. Although, and this is a countrywide, probably worldwide epidemic. And this is just one of the very exciting initiatives we're doing. In terms of who we see, as Dr. Gersten mentioned, now from 0 to 5, we see basically everybody. In terms of children, we have both services geared towards younger children and adolescent treatment. Every therapist that comes through the door here is met with by myself, given an overview on what the basic things that we treat and basically the most evidence-based ways that we treat them. Everyone is given a trauma training. Right? Okay. Everyone that we see basically is also given cultural sensitivity training, because as I was mentioned before, we treat the Frum community, we have Frum therapists, but there are many different aspects. We're in Crown Heights, we're in Williamsburg, we're in Flatbush. Those are different communities. We really accentuate sensitivity to the particular community we're dealing with.
Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned the suicide issue, because there have been many, many, many suicides, many young adults that are the last 3 months that Shem Yishmar, they died, and their friends are suffering, and the schools don't know what to do. There's a lot of talk about prevention, but there's not enough being done in the school. So the work needs to be done now on the streets, because if a kid is not in school, or a kid is, you know, now 19 out of school and suffering, families need to get them into treatment in order to prevent them from suicide. But that's a whole nother conversation. Drugs, alcohol, self-medicating, eating disorders. That's a whole nother show and another conversation. But suicide prevention is a on priority by all the organizations. We're all struggling together to work towards getting these young people that are suffering with mental health underlying issues, sometimes including molestation, and the trauma, the pain, and they can't cope. And therefore, we need to open our ears and open our eyes more and recognize and accept that we need to learn about suicide prevention, something that from community has not been comfortable speaking about, and the stigma. Jerry, you wanted to say something?
I think it's important because this stigma issue and everybody's discomfort, one of the things we are doing in our project is everybody that comes through our doors, ages 10 and up, is going to get a suicide assessment and a risk assessment. Now, for some people and some parents or families, they might say, how could you be asking? My kid is having a problem with attention, or they're fighting with a new sibling that's in the family or whatever. The point is, nobody would think that many of the children that have committed suicide would have been identified. It's not to put labels on. It's not to cause shame. People can be helped by the discussion. People are so fearful of mentioning it that they get lost and nobody feels safe enough to talk about it. This is really going to open the door, to open the conversation, so that those young people, as well as older people, because this is a problem that presents to the elderly in our communities as well, are going to have an opportunity to have somebody willing to hear about it and provide opportunities, as Dr. Posey said, with some best practice interventions to really begin to support, not to hospitalize, not necessarily even to Medicaid, but to begin the dialogue to help resolve the issues so that people don't wind up in hospitals or dead.
Again, we have with us Dr. Stephen Gersten, CEO of Interborough Developmental and Consultation Center. They are located in Crown Heights, in Williamsburg, in Canarsie, and in Flatbush. If somebody wants to reach Heights, number 718-778-0485, and the Canarsie, 718-272-1600. If somebody wants to reach Dr. Posey, please call 718-778-0485.
Dr. Posey, can you talk about how Interborough has outreach after some trauma that may happen in the community, or a hurricane? How Interborough does their outreach and their programs for trauma, please?
Okay, some of what we've done in the past is we've partnered up with people like High Lifeline, with NASC, with other organizations out to help the community. And what we do in general is education. The most important thing when a trauma happens is for people to realize that what they're feeling is actually normal, and to validate and normalize those feelings, and to let them know what to do, especially in terms of helping their own children validate and normalize those feelings. Because the research really shows that when you help people understand trauma and help people understand that they're having a normal reaction to an abnormal situation, that really can mitigate the effects of trauma, and especially down the line, as you've mentioned, sometimes things can even happen later. We just had hurricanes right now that can bring back, people are going to start thinking about Hurricane Sandy. It's very important to do that educational piece to let people understand their feelings are normal, and especially also to let them know that help is available. One of the things that we've done in the past was we've reached out in general with educators, with the people in the community. We let them know beforehand that we're available, because sometimes just knowing that someone is available to help in and of itself can be very reassuring to people who are going through a trauma. And of course, we're always willing to network with all the wonderful organizations in the firm community who do those things. And hopefully when we do this all together, generally speaking, the outcomes are much improved.
It was a tremendous program that Interborough co-sponsored with thousands and thousands of listeners at that time. And I know Interborough is always there to do programs in the community for awareness, not just after trauma, but for prevention. One of their main focus is now is to reduce stigma. MASC's main focus is to reduce stigma. I think all the agencies are working on reducing stigma. And we could say thank you to the mayor and the first lady, Mayor de Blasio and the first lady, for contributing to mental health field by Thrive New York City and pushing for reducing stigma. So it's not only in the firm community, it's New York in general is working towards stigma free. MASC, by the way, Dr. Gersten, we had a billboard up on exit 116 on the thruway this summer about working towards stigma free. And it was amazing. The people that called as a result of it getting help, just from passing by and seeing our big billboard. So, working towards stigma-free, like Jerry keeps saying, is the number one focus for Interboro, including all mental health issues and the suicide prevention program. Dr. Posey, I'm wondering if you can describe what happens. A parent calls the helpline or they'll call your number, and what's going to happen? A new parent calls, describes the situation, and what just give us a little bit about the steps taken once they have the courage to pick up the phone to call Interboro.
Okay, that's a great question. As Dr. Gersten mentioned, one of the, I guess, cornerstones of Interboro's approach is the no waiting policy. They're going to be gotten into treatment literally, if need be, that day. And it has happened many times that people have had walk-in appointments. When we hear, whoever they call, the intake coordinators, everyone is instructed, if that person sounds like they need to be in that day, offer them an appointment that day. If they need to speak to someone on the phone, they've been instructed, let them get onto the phone with someone who is a higher up, who is a seasoned clinician at worst case scenario, best case scenario, and the usual is the director of that clinic. I don't remember in my 10 years in Interboro as in an administrative position ever hearing of anyone having to wait for an appointment. That sounds like an extreme statement, but I believe it's pretty close to the truth. What happens generally is someone calls, they will tell the intake coordinator, whoever they, you know, that person who makes the intake appointment, the issues, so that we can hope to try to set them up with the right therapist. They're then scheduled for an intake. At the intake, our intake is a three-part process. We can really get a very comprehensive assessment and really try to fit the person who's coming in to the best possible therapist for them, with all things taken into consideration, both the skill level of the therapist, expertise in whatever the problem is. We have certain people who have a lot of experience with trauma. We have people who have experience with behavioral disorders. We have people who have experience with some eating disorders. We have people who have experience with all kinds of things, as well as the cultural piece, which, you know, obviously there are people who are in the firm community who appropriately feel if they, you know, to see someone of the same gender or they want to see someone who's going to understand where they're coming from, which is logical, and we try as hard as we can to accommodate that as well. From there, they really they're going to establish a relationship with the therapist, and if need be, a psychiatrist. That comes in a little later. We try to have them see the therapist first, and that's basically how we go.
So you said it's a three-part intake. Can you explain what a three-part is? That three separate appointments? What is that?
Yes, that is three separate appointments, and that is basically because of all the, you know, assessment we do, we'd rather really get a very complete picture of the person because we want to make sure that they're assigned to the right therapist and we really understand where they're coming from. We have and the research shows as well, we like to really try to take a multi-systemic approach to treatment. We want everyone involved. That comes from, if possible, the schools. If possible, we ask for, if the patient will sign a release, we'd like to get information from schools because, again, the theory is, and it's very logical if you think about it, the more people involved in a child's life who can be part of getting them healthy, the quicker it'll happen, the more effectively it'll happen, and the longer lasting will be the results. As we're happy to work with people like MASC, people like Relief, people, every Manal in Brooklyn is welcome to speak. We've spoken to many of the Manal. We deal with anyone who we feel can be of help to the child, of course, respecting their rights to decide who we speak to. But that is what takes three sessions to do. So in that first session, we're going to be getting a lot of the actual issues at hand, the symptoms and all of that. We also have a strong stress on family dynamics. And we also want to really get to know the person, to engage with the person, to find out who they are, not that they're a number, not that they're a disorder. You know, they're a person. And a lot of things, if I'll quote Jerry, who actually one of the things that she said to in a supervisor training was, I want you to think of these people as if it would be your grandmother. If your grandmother doesn't show up to something that she's expected to show up to, like a dinner or something, you're not going to wait till the next dinner to see where she is. You're going to make a phone call. That, if I had to put in a nutshell, our approach to treatment, that is our approach to treatment. We want to treat people like they're our relatives, like they're someone that I know anyone who I supervise has a standing order. If someone does not show for a session, you call them that day and find out why, because, you know, like we spoke about, people, we are at risk. And if they go missing, we really want to know where they are. So I hope that I answered the basic question of how we do our assessment.
Yes. And Dr. Gersten, you wanted to speak about confidentiality, please.
Before I speak about confidentiality, I just want to put a plug in for Dr. Posey, because I know that he's also so effective in helping a parent who calls even before that first appointment. He is so effective in helping them feel that we care about them and that we care about their child. And he tries to match up the clinician that will do that first assessment so that there is a comfort level immediately, because it is so important for a parent or a child coming in to that first appointment to feel that they're meeting with somebody that is comfortable to be with and understands them.
Before you go on, Stephen, I think it's really important in the community to know as well that a from client, if they choose not to be linked with a from therapist, that is totally their decision. So that sometimes somebody doesn't want somebody that they might think would be, they'd be embarrassed telling them something or feel that somebody wouldn't relate to something they're feeling because they are from. So it isn't just a given. The matching has to do with what you need specifically, and that includes somebody within the community or somebody that might be not so close to the community. Stephen?
To get back to confidentiality, of course, all of our services are confidential. Everyone's information is safe with us. We will not talk about anybody with anyone without their consent, without their approval. And there are a set of exceptions to confidentiality, but otherwise everything is completely private and confidential.
Which is very important as well at MASC and all the agencies, and that is confidentiality. All our staff, they are very, very confidential. If anybody wants to call MASC, 718-758-0400. If you could write that number down and have it handy in case you know somebody that may need it. Maybe it's for yourself or somebody you sit next to in shul. Again, it's 718-758-0400. Dr. Posey, what are the hours of clinics in general? They open at what time and they close approximately when?
8:30 officially at 8:30 to 10 p.m. except on Fridays, because we're Shomer Shabbos, we go with the, you know, we close well before this man. On Sundays it's 9 to 9 p.m. and really both, you know, a lot of people we understand that a lot of people can't come in the mornings because they either work or in school. We really try to accommodate afternoon evening appointments. Sundays, Friday afternoons, we have therapists available really to see patients at pretty much any given time that one would want to come in.
That's amazing, because it's very hard to get evening appointments usually, or Sundays. Kids go to yeshiva, they get out 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. People work, they get out of work the time they travel home. It's wonderful that Interboro has such late hours and Sundays now, a full day Sunday, and wonderful, very, very capable, well-seasoned clinicians working at Interboro. Again, they're in Flatbush, Crown Heights, Williamsburg, and Canarsie. I'd like to switch now back to, you mentioned before, you spoke about CBT. Can you just educate the listeners on other forms of therapy that are offered, generally speaking, in your clinic, please?
Okay, well, the other one I mentioned is called DBT, which stands for Dialectic Behavior Treatment. It was actually originally called Cognitive Behavioral Treatment for Borderline Personality Disorders. It's excellent in terms of suicide prevention and in terms of treating people with behaviors such as cutting. We also have people trained in short-term psychodynamic therapy. We have a lot of trauma-trained clinicians, as Jerry Abelson is a trauma expert. We basically, those are the main therapies that are used. Generally, of course, CBT is a type of therapy, but there's different types of CBT. The CBT you would be doing with a anxious child is basically based on, and I know I'm trying to say this all like on one leg, but that is based on classical conditioning, which is basically exposure with response prevention, as opposed to with an acting out child, which is much more based on reinforcement and parent management training. In terms of other types of treatment, we're very involved in staff education, so there are always new things coming out, and really, Jerry would probably be the best person to speak about that because she is involved in every initiative that we take and really is the frontline source for that.
Dr. Gersten, I know that you have some patients to see tonight and you need to sign off early. So I want to say thank you very, very much and wish you personally, family, and all the staff at Intibaro a Gemar Chasima Tova to you and a meaningful fast.
Ruchama, thank you again for inviting us on the show. It was a real pleasure. And I want to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova to all of Klal Yisrael. We should only know Simchas. I do want to just say one more thing about stigma. So often people feel that they are different and that they are therefore reluctant to reach out for help because there must be something really wrong with me. And I want to just mention that the World Health Organization this year identified depression as the world's leading health problem, the number one problem, hundreds of millions of people worldwide. It is not uncommon. It is not different. It is so human. So my hope is that everyone listening will reach out for help if needed, and Hatzlacha Rabba to everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Gersten. Jerry, I want to continue with you, and I want to talk about, are there psychiatrists? My listeners need to know, are there psychiatrists at your agency? And what happens if they come in and see a therapist? Do they have to see a psychiatrist as well, or can they just see a psychiatrist and not a therapist? Can you discuss that, please?
Everybody that comes in, because we really need to have a sense of who the person is, what their needs are, as Dr. Posey was saying, to do a really thorough assessment. Sometimes we'll ask the client to actually have a psychiatric assessment, not necessarily because they're more psychiatrically impaired, but as in a second opinion, like you might go see a second doctor as a second opinion. So there's a greater expertise and collaboration in discussing what the issues are. Everybody doesn't have to see a psychiatrist, and some people choose not to, as well as not to have medication or to try pure psychotherapy before they try any medication enhancement. We do have psychiatrists at every site. As a matter of fact, Dr. Pam Siller is our director of child and adolescent psychiatry, and she's a renowned child psychiatrist in the FRUM community. We're very excited to have her expertise in the Jewish community, and she's located in our Crown Heights and Williamsburg locations. And I meet with her and all the directors once a month to discuss clinical issues and emerging things and to review clinical concerns that might come up or more challenging clients or more challenging problems. I think it can't be stressed enough that most behaviors makes sense when you get to what's underneath. Anxiety makes sense when you get to some things that are underneath. Some of us have clinical depression, like some of us have heart conditions or diabetes. It's just organic. It's not something that somebody causes or some kind of deficiency in their characters. Others, it's situational from events, from the multiple losses that so many of us have experienced. It makes sense to feel depressed, makes sense to feel anxious in the world we live in. How that then affects our daily living, our roles in our families, in our communities, becomes the challenge, and how we can better enhance our ability to cope with those rules are the goals. It's really about enhancement of one's life, to make the full use of what Hashem has given us, and to allow us to be everything that He wants us to be.
Thank you, Jerry. You know, there's one thing we didn't talk about, and that is supervision. Can we speak about supervision, Dr. Posey? Very important that the clients all know that your staff is supervised. It's not just a therapist working on their own. So for my listeners, if you would be able to please elaborate on supervision.
Well, firstly, every therapist who works at Interboro is supervised by someone who, with generally speaking, either a higher a degree that's more advanced than theirs or a lot more experience. There is also supervision of the supervisors, where the supervisors, the child supervisors, I know I'm going to be meeting with monthly, at each location. I go out every week to a different location. Jerry Abelson meets with supervisors all the time. We really try to take a from the top to the bottom approach where it's a unified approach to everything. So you really have access. Our CEO is out at the sites and has met with therapists. Everyone is supervised. And not only that, every childhood intake I read. Every adult intake is read by someone who has supervisor provision. There is complete supervision. Both for the idea that we meet state regulations, which is very important, and in terms of like as we look at people who come here as people we want to take care of.
Do you do it in a group?
There is not a group supervision at the moment. Well, there is. Actually, I should answer that. There's a different. We have in Crown Heights a doctoral internship program that has now been extended to include social work students and mental health counseling students. There's a group supervision there every week. One week I lead it, and the other week is led by Dr. Sandy Pimentel, who's a renowned child and adolescent expert, I believe at the moment the head of Montefiore's child and adolescent division for all of psychology and psychiatry. And there is that group. In terms of, but there is the opportunity for group supervision, but I think more importantly is the individual supervision model, where every therapist meets individually with the supervisor, has that relationship, has someone to go to when they don't know what to do.
Thank you, Dr. Posey. Jerry, would you like to add something, please?
I think one of the things that's so meaningful about Interboro, and to add to what Dr. Posey was saying about the organized supervision, is while we have four clinics, and we're quite large, actually, everybody, we're not top-heavy. So if I'm in a clinic, the clinicians come up and discuss clinical things with me, and sometimes I'll run a training. Like after Yontif, I'll be doing a trauma group at our Flatbush agency on a weekly basis. I've done it in Williamsburg. People have resources of higher levels of clinical expertise with their directors, with their assistant directors. We're all highly available as resources besides the organized supervision.
But in general, clients, in general, people are allowed to ask any therapist, not even by Interboro. I'm talking about generally speaking, one, when they're engaging with a professional therapist, it's okay to say, are you supervised? I'm a Nefesh board member, Nefesh International board member, and Nefesh has over 800 from therapists that network together. And Dr. Pam Siller, I just wanted to add, is also a Nefesh board member. So I just wanted to let everybody know that she's a renowned child psychiatrist in the FRM community working at Interboro and is available, very available. Did you want to add something? Sorry.
Yes, just that in terms of the way we look, every therapist in Interboro is made aware right away that they're not only encouraged, not only free to ask, but encouraged to ask questions. And we'll tell you, even, for example, Jerry mentioned that she's going to be giving a trauma workshop in Flatbush. In the past, when those workshops have been given and when those trainings have been given, not only therapists have come, supervisors have come, and directors have come. I personally came because this is not my area of, you know, that what she was discussing at that time was not something I knew about, and I really wanted to know about it. And that is really the agency, I would say, spirit, which has really came from Dr. Gersten, is the idea that we want, it's a culture of wanting to know so that we can help. And Dr. Gersten himself, always, this is what he encouraged. He encouraged, build skills so you could help people. I don't know another way really to put it, that he was both very much an Ashama person and also very much a practical person. And that's what we really try to be.
And again, I must say, Dr. Gersten started out with the open door policy. The doors really never close at Interboro. The clinics are open from when sunrise to sunset almost. So everybody can try, call. If you have a question, you can call the office. You can ask for Dr. Yossi Posey at 718-778-0485. Or if you want general information, maybe you need some, information that we haven't discussed tonight on the air, and you have another issue, Asperger, this schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever other issues that you may have that you want to know whether or not you can get some therapy for your loved one, you can call in Williamsburg, 718-388-5176. In Crown Heights, you can call 718-778-0485. In Canarsie, it's 718-272-1600. And in Flatbush, 718-375-1200. I did want to talk about the family member that doesn't want to go for treatment. So what's, if a parent calls and says, what do I do? My daughter is 17. She has an eating disorder. My son is 21 and he's ADD. What happens then? Can you assist the parent, the loved one, in helping the client that should be coming who is resistant to treatment?
I think it's very similar, Rahama, to addiction and recovery. Sometimes the stressor on the family and the need for support when you're struggling with a family member requires that you get some support. Because none of us are experts when our children are struggling. It's why we go to doctors. It's why we go to other professionals to give us the support we need. And one place for sure is to call MASC for group support when that kind of struggle comes in. We do have parenting groups here, so parents can come for parenting groups at Interboro as well as to MASC for support groups. But being able to cope with a suffering child or relative can be a major stressor that further impacts on anybody's health and mental health and really warrants support. You know how when you're on the plane, they say before you put the oxygen mask on your child, put it on yourself? It's the same principle. Self-help is an important part of helping others.
Thank you, Jerry. Dr. Posey, let's talk. You said you're the head of the children's development part, services. So, Dr. Posey, let's talk about the elementary age kid, fourth grade, ADD, attention deficit disorder, or hyperactivity. The Rebbe, the school calls, says, your child really should be seen. We want your child on meds. And not every parent wants their child to take medicine. How can you help those families?
Okay, well, there are some behavioral techniques that can be used before we have to get to medicine, such as self-monitoring, parent management training, learning how to properly reinforce some behaviors. There's also the idea of working with the school to have incentives and accommodations be made in school. Now, that's not to say there are times when if medication is needed, it's needed, but we are not ones to jump to say that's the only approach. We will start behaviorally first, and then if that's not working or if we find that the child is unable to do those tasks and learn those skills, then we do offer psychiatric appointments as well. We can only suggest because no one can actually, you know, tell someone you must take medicine. Now, in terms of parent management training, the research actually shows with externalizing behavior disorders in children that the main focus of treatment is really working with a parent almost as not to the exclusion of the child, but certainly as the, you know, person basically most effective in that child's life. In fact, in the upscale Manhattan clinics such as NYU Child Study Center, Child Mind, there are therapists there who will only work with parents. We don't do that, but we do really believe strongly in parent management training and helping parents learn. The way I phrase it is, we want to help you learn how to be your child's therapist. Not that a parent should be a child's therapist, but they should learn the skills necessary to help their child optimize, you know, Hashem's gifts that have been given to them.
Thank you, Dr. Posey. Jerry, talk about prevention. What do you want to say to parents not to wait until their child is in 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade? Can you talk more about that elementary age and the elementary stage of prevention?
I think what's really important to keep in mind is that any and every child does wonderfully when they have a sense of mastery. Mastery starts early in child development, whether it's being able to take a toy and make it move a certain way, whether it's to accomplish something in a classroom, whether it's to control their anger. The earlier that a child develops mastery, the greater their sense of self-control as well as what they contribute and not be a problem serves them going forward in their life. The earlier they can face a challenge and accomplish and overcome that challenge gives them the underpinnings for when they are adolescents and there are greater challenges because of hormonal changes, social changes, peer changes, and responsibilities that come with growing older. So as frightening as it is for any parent to become aware that maybe their child is struggling with some issue and what that means to the child, never mind the family, the earlier the family can have courage to say, okay, something might be going on. Let me find out what it is. Let me see how I can provide support. The sooner that child can learn to master their challenges and move forward as more and more mature challenges come towards them. It's really an incredible gift that you ultimately offer your child to have the courage to look at it early on.
Thank you, Jerry. Very important. A mask is about prevention. Prevention for all at-risk behaviors. If anybody is interested in getting any pamphlets about drugs, alcohol, gambling, eating disorders, ADD, attention deficit disorder, bipolar, schizophrenia, or any other mental health issues, including eating disorders, feel free to call MASC 718-758-0400. And again, I'd like to mention that if somebody wants a Narcan, naloxone-free kit and free training. It only takes a few minutes, and one can save a life. If we save one life, we save a world. So if you know somebody that's doing drugs and that their family member should have one in their home or a place of work or in your shul, so that if somebody overdoses, that it is available, call MASC. We can tell you where to pick it up. It's a few minute training. And you, whoever is listening, I could save a life having the naloxone with you if somebody may need it. And we never know when somebody may need it. So I want to wish everybody a Gemach HaSimha Tova. I want to thank again Dr. Stephen Gristen, CEO of Interboro. Thank you, Jerry Abelson. Thank you, Dr. Yossi Posey. And I want to wish everyone good night and a meaningful fast. Thank you. Gemach HaSimha Tova.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Ace has always been the helpful place, and we're about to get even more helpful by offering instant savings to Ace Rewards members. Not a member? Just sign up when you get here to start saving right at the register.
Ace Corner Hardware and Paint Center, located at 2266 Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, between Avenues H and I, is the place for all your sukkah needs. They'll sell you everything you need to build your sukkah right from the ground up. Don't miss their red-hot last-minute sukkah specials, including an LED shop light. Buy one at $24.99 and get a second one for only $19.99. Also, Ace has a four-pack of LED chandelier bulbs, regularly $22.99, now only $12.99. Don't schlep your bed into the sukkah. Get a 75-inch comfortable sleeping cot this year for only $39.99. You can find these red-hot buys and so much more at Ace Corner Hardware, located at 2266 Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. Please follow Corner Hardware on Instagram for a chance to win a free 6x8 Easy Lock sukkah with a roller sock. That's only on Instagram. Ace will be open all next week till 10 p.m. for your sukkah's convenience.
Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
See store for details. Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Available through the end of the month.
Throughout history, Jews have always wanted to have their final resting place in Israel. The acquisition of a place in the Holy Land has long been a treasured custom of our people. Eretz Chaim, located in the Jerusalem Hills, minutes from the airport in a tranquil, picturesque, and secure setting, has become a final resting place of choice for thousands of Jews from around the world. Many organizations, yeshivas, and congregations have secured specific areas for their members, as well as individuals and families. For over 50 years, Eretz Chaim has provided a full range of support for families at the time of bereavement, so that the transfer to Israel and the final services are performed according to halacha, as well as sensitivity and dignity. For a full consultation and information about reduced burial costs and convenient payment plans, please call 866-437-2210. That's 866-437-2210, or online at eretzachaim.org. Best wishes for Arichas Yamim and Ashana Tova from Eretz Chaim.
Eshrog 4U invites you to their new location at 1214 Avenue J in Brooklyn, between East 12th and East 13th Streets in Flatbush. Even though located a few doors down from Citibank, you don't have to spend a fortune to get the best quality lulavim, esrogim, hadassim, and aravos. Eshrog 4U distributes directly from the growers under the Badatzin Chassam Sofer, so it's kosher lemahadrin, wholesale and retail available. So stop into Eshrog 4U at 1224 Avenue J in Brooklyn. Call them at 718-419-9159. That's 718-419-9159. Open late every night for your convenience.
KCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.